Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Dave Glover Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Tony Colombo in for Glover today. Bo Matthews still alongside. Producer Chad Ellis in for Ryan Wiggins. Thanks so much for spending your afternoon with us, Dave Glover Show. Everybody but me is in Atchison, Kansas, getting ready to record this year's Halloween show, which is always such a big deal for the DGS every year.
Is there a reason you didn't go?
I think I'm the designated survivor.
Last man standing, nice.
Yeah. Somebody had to stay back here and hold the fort down, and so that has been my job today, which I am happy to do. And again, big thanks to you again, Bo, for being here
all
day with us and helping us out. We've got another hour to go for you here, and joining us, as I mentioned in the last hour, joining us now on the phone is my buddy Mark McMurray. He is the owner of Bluff City Outdoors, bait and tackle shop, more than that, but a fishing store in Alton, one of the fine sponsors of this radio station, and the coordinator of the Alton Catfish Classic, which is coming up this weekend. Mark, great to talk with you. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, good, Tony. Good.
Yeah. So let's start with the tournament. We're just a couple days away now. We had a bad start to the year as far as fishing in the area because of all the flooding. But I think the tournament has come around nicely. Got a lot of boats involved, a lot of fishermen involved. And tell people about the Alton Catfish Classic in case they haven't heard of it.
Yeah, it's this Saturday. We targeted having a 100 boats. It was our goal. We're sitting at 97 right now.
Wow.
It's three fish, $15,000 for first place.
Whoa.
It's one of the biggest payouts in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been working hard to pull this off. And Tony, yourself, is going to be coming over and partaking in the way in there. So we're trying to get those last three boats to get registered. And as soon as they do, I'm going to do a drawing for a $100 gift card. And then we're going to put everybody, I've done two of those, and we're going to put everybody back in the hat after I do that one and do another one for everybody to, for doing a 100, you know, getting that 100 boat mark.
Yeah.
And since you're so close, Mark, is there, if you go over 100, or are you just stopping it at 100?
We're stopping at 100.
Okay.
That's what we decided. Now, if we don't get them those last three in, you know, today, and we go into the captain's meeting at 5 o'clock down at the Argosy Casino tomorrow, you know, if we were too short and four people showed up, all four will get a fish.
Gotcha.
But if we hit them tonight, then we'll stop the registration and go forth. It's going to be a huge deal. The weigh-in is the Riverfront Park. Down on the riverfront here in Alton, the weigh-in's going to start around 2:30. We should start having boats showing up then. See some huge fish weighed. Hopefully we'll see some 80, 90 pounders weighed at this event. And you know, they're down at the riverfront. We combine this weigh-in with the Alton Expo, so there's going to be carnival rides, beer tent, food, all kinds of stuff, you know, so that people can bring their whole family.
Yeah,
down watching huge fish get weighed.
I am so much looking forward to being a part of that weigh-in. You said it starts at about 2 or 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. So even if you're not participating in the tournament, obviously, there's still a lot to see and do. So we are encouraging, like you said, families to come down. Not only will you have the carnival rides and the other things to participate in, along with the Alton Expo happening right there, but the opportunity to see maybe 100-pound catfish. I mean,
that is
just super cool.
Yeah, it's very real possibility.
Yeah.
And then we're also having the fire department setting up a tank there. So some of the fish, the bigger ones, are going to get put in the tanks so that people can see them for a little while before we put them back in the river. And, you know, all the fish are going back in the river. And, yeah, we got participants. I think the farthest away is Montana. We got a guy driving in from Montana. I think 13 different states. And it's going to be a blast.
Are the rules hard to live by with this contest? Or do you have no rules?
No, there's definitely rules.
I think Bo wants to noodle. I think he doesn't have a boat, but he wants to enter as a noodler.
I got my swimsuit. That's okay. All you need.
is that legal?
I don't think we can allow that.
All right, no noodling.
Maybe he could try to catch one in the tank.
Now, let me ask you this. This is a catch-and-release tournament. But every time I've caught a catfish or a bullhead, I grew up in Minnesota, so you know what a bullhead is, right? Pretty much the same thing. But every time I catch a catfish, even around here, it's not a good idea to throw them back because, I mean, they swallow that hook so hard.
Oh, yeah.
These are trophy-type size fish. And most of them are with the newer hooks that have come out recently, with the circle hooks and some of the more advanced. Most of them are just caught right there in the lip. A lot of them are caught. The circle hook will always work its way over to the side and hook them through the side of their mouth. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, these fish are going to be healthy and going back.
Okay.
Grow up and be bigger and catch them next year.
So it's a 3-fish limit, right, Mark? And what in the past, what's it typically take to win this thing as far as a total weight?
Yeah, around here, like I said, this is the first year for this event in particular, but two years ago in a Grafton tournament up the river, there was a 3-fish that weighed 224 pounds that we brought in.
Holy
and,
cow.
That's an all-time nationwide record on 3-fish. And about 10 years ago, Danny Salfin, I think he lives out in Wentzville, in a Twisted Cats tournament, he weighed 196 with 3-fish. And my catfish on the Confluence series, I had a couple that were around 160 for 3-fish. And I think that's, you know, hopefully it'll be in that 150, 160 range or better.
Man, I can't wait to see that stuff. So we're talking to Mark McMurray. He is the organizer of the Alton Catfish Classic, which is coming up this Saturday. Also the owner of Bluff City Outdoors right there in Alton. We've had... Mark, you've been on the weekend report with myself and Chris Arps many times, and obviously one of the big stories of this year here in the region was the flooding that we were all dealing with, particularly you guys, the people that are right there in these river communities. I know that a lot of the fishing was screwed up for river fishermen and people in that area. How bad did that affect the fishing on the river this year, and has it recovered? Like, is that going to have any influence on the tournament, you think?
Nobody was fishing for basically 4 months. Wow. All the guides, none of the guys were guiding. There was just no boat activity whatsoever. And then the water finally got below flood stage there right at the end of July. And then people were starting to catch some decent fish starting about mid-August. And it hasn't been too bad. I mean, there's been... Russ DeVore, he's a guide out there, a couple weeks ago caught a 104-pounder with one of his clients down right in front of the arch. And so it's been pretty good, so we're hoping. This time of the year usually does produce big fish. It's a good time of the year to have a tournament like this.
Well, you've been doing this for a long time. Do you offer guides out of your store as well?
Yeah, we work with about 5 different guides.
Oh, nice.
Through the shop, yeah. And then most of the guys that are, they're all going to be fishing this weekend because this is open to the public. So anybody, there's 2 of the guys on one team that are pretty top-notch.
And you can't fish because you're busy running the dang thing.
Yeah, I'm a bluegill fisherman. I'm not going to lie.
You're a catfish snob, man.
I always carry stuff for everybody.
So I know that was bad, obviously. I mean, you just said that nobody could fish for 4 months, and it was bad for your business, I'm sure, being right there on the river and kind of relying on people fishing in that area. And it was bad for the people that wanted to fish for those 4 months. But now that it has recovered and the waters have come down, is there any, does it have any negative or maybe positive effect on the fishing later in the year, maybe because there was no pressure for several months? Or does that really, does it really, is there an effect or not from the flooding earlier in the year?
Did we lose Mark?
Above the Alton Dam, heading upstream on the Mississippi, because when the flood occurred, and it was up so long, it basically, the Missouri River and the Mississippi joined. And the Missouri runs a lot faster than the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. So a lot of those big fish, they seek it when it's flooded like that to get out of that fast current and find someplace else to live. So a lot of them migrate across St. Charles County there and end up over in the Mississippi above the dam. Otherwise, it's hard for them to get past the dam. You know, on the river itself, the one here at Alton, that's the first one going upstream. You got the one in Granite City on the canal, but most of the fish are out in the river. So they kind of get, it's hard for them to get these big blues to get past the dam, mm-hmm. unless there's a flood condition. And back in 93, some of the locals said that for the next few years after that, there was just even more big fish above the dam.
Wow.
And because they had a way around it, a way to get to it.
Right. So the tournament, the fishermen this weekend may actually benefit a little bit from some of that flooding.
I think they very well could. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. I can't wait to see it. Well, we got you on the line, Mark. Tell people about Bluff City Outdoors and what you guys are all about there in Alton.
Yeah, we're a full service tackle shop, outdoor store. We also sell trapping supplies. That's kind of a niche that I love to do. But we cater specifically big. Our best thing is the big catfish. We carry all the gear for catching these big fish. Got it all here in one spot: the rods, the reels, the line. And so we carry all of that, big sinkers, hooks, got very competitive pricing, and we know what we're doing. We don't sell junk because it's just these fish just break junk, and, you know, people go to Walmart or something and buy stuff, and it ends up broken. We said, well, you should have came here and got something that would hold up.
Yeah.
So we get a lot of customers from that. And then we also carry tons of crappie stuff, and as you saw when you came over here, a lot of bass fishing stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we like to take care of everybody.
Yeah. No, I got some of the coolest the double hook buzz baits. Now, I'm not talking about the trail. I'm not talking about putting a trail hook on a buzz bait. I'm talking about double hook buzz baits that you guys sell there at Alton City or at Bluff City are amazing. So I know that you guys cover for everyone and have been there several times myself. When you pull up and you park, it's a fairly decent sized building, and you know you're excited about what's in there, and then you get inside and not a square inch is wasted. I can't believe the amount of gear and tackle, everything that you guys have packed in to Bluff City Outdoors. It really is something for everybody.
Yeah, we pack it in airtight, you know. You know, got Whitney here during the week, and Butch, you know, very friendly, very knowledgeable.
No doubt.
And,
well, anybody that's grown up with their dad or their mom or their grandfather taking them fishing, some of my best memories as a kid was going fishing, and it's the best thing you can do with your kids, man.
Amen.
It just is. And
amen.
It's cool to see an event like this, especially when you have it connected to another big event that's the carnival and everything. So if the kids get bored with the weighing in or whatever, not that they're bored with you, Tony, but we're going to weigh
Bo,
you in, pal. But it really is. It's a bonding experience. I mean, I have so many memories growing up in Minnesota with my grandfather, my cousin, you know, just the mornings. Oh, I hated getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go fishing, but you know what? Now that I look back, I'm like, man, I'm so glad I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So anyway, mm-hmm. good Amen. Thing to pass on to your kids.
So Mark, before we let you go, you said there's still, at least at this moment, 3 boats left, chance for 3 more people to join. And just, you know, great information to be had by people that want to come out and just see the weigh-in and see the tournament, even if you're not participating. How can people learn more about this weekend's Alton Catfish Classic?
Yeah, so we got there's a website, www.altoncatfishclassic.com. It's got a link out there if somebody wants to get in here and grab one of those last 3 spots. You know, the rules are out there. And then on Facebook, if you type in Alton Catfish Classic, that'll lead you to the page. We're doing continuous updates there, posts, different, just all kinds of information about the event. We just did a drawing this morning. My wife drew out the, when we hit 90 boats, we drew a $100 gift certificate for the shop. And my wife drew that. We posted that video this morning. Go check that out. She's pretty excited in the video. She gets that way.
That's awesome.
So those are the best spots. Or you can call here at the shop, 618-465-6175. And I'm going to give my cell phone to you out there. If somebody wants to get registered, go ahead and give me a call on my cell. 618-806-9011.
You're brave. You're a brave man, Mark McMurray. You're a brave man.
I've been posting it on Facebook. So.
There you go. And I also have the website, the Alton Catfish Classic website, pinned to the top of my Twitter, at TonyColombo971. So if you are following me on Twitter, or if that's easy for you to remember, just go to my Twitter and you can get all the details there. Mark, thanks so much for your time today. I will be talking to you soon, and I will see you on Saturday. I'm so looking forward to being a part of the tournament.
Okay, man. We appreciate it.
You bet, Mark. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. We got to take a quick break, but we've got more to do here on the Dave Glover Show. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back to the Dave Glover Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Pulling into the home stretch here. Thanks so much for joining us today. Of course, Dave is in Atchison, Kansas, as they are filming this year's Halloween show. Tony Colombo here in studio, along with Bo Matthews. We've been taking you through the afternoon. Certainly appreciate you being with us. And Bo, thanks again for being in here with me after everybody else abandoned me.
First time I met you, I told you, huge fan of the show. So to be able to do this, it's over the top for me.
Well, thank you very much.
Buddy.
I wanted to, we have Chad Ellis producing. He's in the studio with us today as well. Chad's my producer on Second Amendment Radio, which is every Saturday at 3 o'clock here on 97.1. Chad, I want to get your thoughts on this as well. I don't know if you guys saw this story that was going around. I think it started on the website Deadspin. And then it kind of caught on in social media. People were debating what would be easier. The question was posed, if you could get $1 million, if somebody gave you, if there was $1 million prize, but to get that $1 million prize, you had to do one of three things. You either had to hit a three-pointer in an NBA game, so out on the court with NBA talent,
okay,
you have to score a three-pointer, get a hit in a Major League Baseball game, or run for a first down in an NFL game. Which one would you say would you give yourself the best chance of doing? Chad, what would you, if you had to try for one, which one would you try
for? I'm going for the first down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No kidding?
Yeah. I mean, I'm fast? I'm pretty fast.
He's pretty fast. That means he's really fast.
Yeah, right.
I'm pretty fast.
It means he's either really slow or really fast.
Nowhere in between.
Back in my high school days, I ran like a 4.6. So. I'm okay.
Okay, well that destroys my whole take on this, which I will give in a second. Bo, what are you thinking?
You know what? I've seen the pitching in Major League Baseball for up close position, and I'll tell you what, it is frightening how fast that ball comes in. I'm not a runner, but I played the front line in football. I would have to do that. I would
really.
It's such a better odds to get a first down.
Oh, like, I think it's the worst odds.
You get four downs. You got the quarterback.
If you just go on bodily damage possibilities, right. I would go with the baseball.
Right.
Because, I mean, you got 7-footers around you. They're going to clobber you pretty good. Football players, if you've stood next to an NFL player or a collegiate player.
So there was
monsters.
There was a poll done on Twitter with this question. Scoring in the NBA was the runaway favorite. 82% said that they thought that would be their best chance.
But are they taking every aspect into consideration? Because what they're probably picturing is when you've been to a game and that they clear the floor.
Right.
And they put you out in the middle. If you can do a half court shot, you win $1 million. You win this brand new car. So I don't know.
I'm not sure. I don't know how they're looking into it. And I agree that all three are impossible for the average person, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
All three impossible. But I think, here's the thing. If you get a basketball in your hand and you just chuck it,
you got a chance.
You got a chance.
Right.
And I mean, in baseball, again, they say that hitting a baseball is probably the most difficult hand-eye coordination thing in all of sports.
Does a bunt count?
Because you're pretty fast. So as long as you get to first, because all you got to do is get a hit. So yeah, okay. But as long as you're safe at first, you'd be all right.
It counts.
But my thing is if you just chuck it at the hoop, you've got some chance, some small fraction of a percent chance.
Do you know my fear with chucking it at the hoop?
What?
Getting it blocked into my face.
Well, that's true. That's
just
true.
Imagine.
But what you're. Are you more afraid of that, or are you more afraid of a 235-pound linebacker you're trying to run for the first down?
Remember, I got the juke button and the spin
fast.
Button.
He's freaky fast, right?
I forgot, he's pretty fast.
Nice plug. If I wanted to hit a Major League Baseball pitch, I would have to start swinging last Tuesday to meet
that's
up with
true.
It. Seriously,
that's
it's
true.
Nuts.
But you're exactly right. But my thing is, you could chuck the ball at the hoop. You could just swing blindly, basically with your eyes closed, and just pray to make contact. But to run 10 yards with 11 other guys chasing you, 11 other NFL players chasing you down. Yeah, you got blockers, but I don't know.
Nobody's asked. What would you do?
I'd probably just try to throw the basketball at the hoop. Just hand it to me and I'll baseball chuck it from wherever I'm at and hope that it goes in. I think you got a better shot at that than running 10 yards. I'm not pretty fast. I'm pretty slow. Me running 10 yards and outrunning anybody on an NFL team is not happening.
I think I'd have a better shot throwing the football in the basketball hoop.
Yeah. That was not given as one of the options. But yeah, I would agree with that. That would probably be my best chance. But yeah, so 82% of the vote said that they would try the NBA. NFL was second, 10%. 8% thought that they could get a hit in Major League Baseball.
Man.
I just see the miles per hour in some of these pitchers, and it's like 105
right.
for a fastball, 110 for a fastball.
Oh, and then forget the curveball.
Yeah. So
I mean, you see people, you've seen Major League hitters bail out when they think a curveball is going to hit them,
yeah.
and then it cuts back over the plate. Randy Johnson pitching to, what's his name in the All-Star game? The old first baseman for the Phillies, John Kruk. Where John Kruk is diving away because he thinks the pitch is going to hit him, and then it's actually coming right over the plate for a strike.
Tony, how tall are you?
5'8".
Okay, picture
5'9".
The choice you have given yourself to do this is to stand amongst 6'8" to 7 foot tall, 7 foot two players. Now picture that surrounded by those
guys.
Yeah,
you're surrounded by them on a football field too.
But
yeah, there's the but.
The average height for a defensive back is not 6'5". So
I know, but all I got to do is get the listen again. I'm talking about a 1 in a billion chance of any of them happening. But I feel like I could at least get the basketball. It maybe have a chance of getting it released.
Really?
Really?
Surrounded by seven
footers? A lot better chance of running 10 yards in the NFL.
But you don't have to run 10 yards. Like,
yeah, 10 yards. That's a first down.
You have four downs. Well, three.
No, one play.
One play?
One play.
Does that change a game for you?
No. One play.
Nope. No.
Not four downs.
Because he's freaky fast. That's why.
He's pretty fast. One down. 10 yards.
I'm going to air ball, and it's going to go in the crowd
somewhere. Well, I know. You are, and so am I. But at least we live to tell the story.
Hey.
I come around that edge and I'm getting blown up by a defensive end or a linebacker.
You gotta have that stutter step and that juke button ready.
You gotta
juke button.
The no. human juke button. No. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you guys.
Have you ever stood next to an NFL player? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Orlando Pace, great example of a monster.
Yes.
I rolled kegs at the Metrodome in Minneapolis when I was going to broadcasting school.
Yeah.
And you couldn't tell the Minnesota Gophers to the Minnesota Vikings players. They were all monster people. And they come in through our door where the beer was to go to their locker. It was like, wow. I mean, there's no necks. ain't a lot of necklace business in the NFL. No necks. These guys are just monsters. I don't know. And I'm not fast like you, Chad. I'm just not. So.
Chad's pretty fast. What if we put into the conversation 30 seconds in an MMA cage?
No. Never. I wouldn't use that.
You're going to run 10 yards in an NFL game, but not... You're pretty fast. Can you just run away from the guy for 30 seconds?
No. I feel like I would run into a foot.
I think you would.
Into the
face, and it would be over.
Wow. No. Yeah. Wow. Where'd you come up with that one?
Huh?
Would you do that one?
The octagon?
30 seconds in the octagon?
No, I'm throwing the basketball. Oh, that's okay. My answer. That's my final answer. I was just trying to think of another way to give somebody another... another option.
That's a good option, though. That's a good option. 30 seconds? I don't know if I can.
How about 15?
You can't get an arm bar in 15 seconds. I mean, you can, but I don't know.
You mean applied to you?
Yeah.
I thought you were hooking the arm bar.
Oh, no, I have no idea what that. I watch it. I love it, but I don't know, man. That's. Here's the thing.
It's pretty gutsy.
When I was working out, I was doing boxing as a cardio workout, and my trainer, he would hold the pads up, and of course, if I dropped my gloves, he would hit me in the head with his pads, and I could not separate sport from physical fitness.
Right.
I would get so mad in a workout. I'm like, oh, I can't do this. I can throw a punch, but yeah.
Did you see, speaking of basketball, did you see LeBron James wants to own the term Taco Tuesday?
Hmm?
How long have Taco Tuesdays been around?
Forever?
I mean, I know we've been doing it at the Columbo House for quite some time.
Right. When I was a kid, Taco John's was the, they had Taco Tuesday, so it goes back to the beginning of time.
LeBron James has been celebrating his family's love for tacos with Taco Tuesday posts on social media, and now... business LeBron thinks he may have stumbled onto something, and he's trying to brand Taco Tuesday. A lawyer has discovered that LeBron filed a trademark request for the phrase Taco Tuesday in August, just this past month. Unclear yet if he's been able to get it, but it's supposedly he's trying to protect his usage on social media, and there's rumors that he is... wanting to start a podcast called
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
How is that going to benefit though?
Common words and phrases.
He's going to make money off the hashtags.
They say common words and phrases can be trademarked if the applicant can prove a distinctive usage outside the traditional meaning. Which doesn't sound like he's using it outside the traditional meaning.
Besides the podcast,
I'm thinking like
eating tacos on Tuesday.
LeBron, don't you have enough? No. Like, why do you got to take away Taco Tuesday? Like, every time, you know how you can't say, you know who Michael Buffer is, let's get ready to...
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't even finish that sentence. Let's get ready to...
But what happens if you do say that?
He can sue me.
Come on, is he really going to do that?
I don't know. I've always heard that he's a mother about it.
I heard.
I just received an email, so don't finish.
Yeah, I know. We really have gotten emails about that saying in the past.
The most famous one is Super Bowl, because around Super Bowl, you have to say the big game.
The big game.
And I think somebody copywrote that. Didn't Donald Trump, didn't he trademark "you're fired"?
There
was talk about that. And then it takes me back to Paris Hilton. That's hot. Didn't she trademark that? But how does that benefit them financially? How does that do?
Because nobody can put it on anything anymore. You couldn't make a shirt that says Taco. You couldn't make a shirt that says Taco Tuesday. You couldn't put it in any writing. Yeah, or
even like
video.
Taco Bell would have to even pay LeBron just to say Taco Tuesday.
And why didn't they coin that phrase? Why didn't they copyright that?
They didn't think of it.
Or Fuzzy Tacos, or, you know, have you been to that restaurant? That's a good restaurant,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, I think because what the law says, common phrases can't be trademarked unless you're proving that your version of it is different than the common meaning. So we could still use the common meaning of Taco Tuesday, but we couldn't use if his Taco Tuesday, I guess, was on Wednesdays. Maybe that would be a distinct usage of the term.
It's a stretch, LeBron. I think he should stick to sports stuff.
Rich people problems.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I'm going to copyright Taco Tuesday.
So, it's too much time on your hands.
Yeah, I don't understand how the only way he can benefit from that is by suing other people.
Right.
Then, I mean, unless he's going to open his own Taco Tuesday business.
Or just knowing that nobody can ever say those words again. And so, and anybody that does, it all is going to filter back to his stuff. Like, Taco Tuesday podcast, Taco Tuesday.
Means nothing.
Video.
Okay. TGIF is a restaurant.
Right. And
I'm sure they copy wrote that.
Right.
But are they suing anybody that says TGIF?
I don't know. I know Michael Buffer's suing people.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's get ready to take a break.
Chad's hand is going for the dumb button. All right.
It is kind of sad. His little brother.
Yeah.
Not Michael Buffer. The other Buffer.
Uh-huh.
He does the...
Baby Buffer?
It's time! Oh, yeah. That's what his deal is. It's so weak.
Didn't catch on.
No, I didn't.
All right, we got to take a break. Don't go anywhere. No more Dave Glover Show coming next. Welcome back to the Dave Glover Show, 97.1 FM Talk. A few more to go here. Tony Colombo in the big chair filling in for Dave. Also with me all day is Bo Matthews. Thanks again, Bo, for sitting in for the entire show with us. My partner on the weekend report, Chris Arps. Yes.
I'm trying to get everybody in the mood for the Halloween show. Did that work?
No, that didn't work. So for folks that aren't familiar with maybe the Weekend Report, Chris and I do that show every Saturday from 5 to 7 here on 97.1, and we talk about all the big stories of the week that was, but then we also have a lot of fun with our Weird News Challenge and some of the lighter stuff that we talk about. Our buddy Skip Weber is always on the show with us. Trish Gazelle, who was just in here, is a big part of that show as well. So make sure that you check us out. And I'm sure we will talk about this on Saturday. We'll be able to recap this on Saturday. But right now, I want to preview the Democratic debate that is happening tonight for the first time. They've narrowed it down to the 10.
The clown show.
Yeah, there's 10 left that actually qualified for the debate stage. So unlike the previous debates that we have seen so far, there won't be 20 of them. Mm-hmm. There won't be two different nights. It's all going to be one night tonight. The top 10 poll getters, number getters in the poll on stage. What's your overall 60,000-foot view of the debate tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, the last three debates, they've been 3 and 4 hours long. The first hour, I fall asleep after listening to that rhetoric. But I think tonight's debates are going to be kind of fiery. You've got all the candidates on one stage. I think a lot of the candidates are starting to smell blood in the water with Joe Biden. I don't think the higher tier candidates are necessarily going to go after Joe Biden, but I think the people that are in the lower tier, that this is their last chance. If they don't make an impression here, they probably won't be at the next debate.
Right.
Those are the ones that are going to go after Joe Biden pretty hard tonight, I think.
Yeah. Bo, you mentioned earlier you're getting into this talk radio thing now more and more.
Right.
But before this, you know, like for Chris and I, and you know, we watch this stuff every day. We get so wrapped up in the debates and who's on stage and who is saying what. From your perspective, what's your level of engagement for somebody who, you know, hasn't been doing this for years and years and is just getting into kind of monitoring this stuff on a daily basis?
I would respectfully say that I have been paying attention for many years of politics. Okay. I mean, you get to a certain age in your life and you're like, man, maybe I need to be paying attention.
Sure,
right.
Sure.
But I think the interest in, like, tonight's debate is, like you said, how they're going to go against each other, because they're supposed to be on the same team. Mm-hmm. But I watch a lot of news. I read as much as I can. I find a lot of good sources of like-minded people on YouTube. There's so many great channels out there. But again, it's really just kind of a circus right now of who's willing to say what to get ahead. And, you know, Uncle Joe, I mean, there's so much meat to chomp on. But when you step back, now I don't know if I'll even watch tonight. I may record it and bounce through it, like you said. Right. Yeah, but you could fall asleep because it seems like the same stuff. Are they really saying anything? Because you want to know who Trump's going to have to go up against.
Right.
And you know, here we are a little over a year away from the election. It's like, man, I just don't know.
I said this last week, being a not only a person who's on talk radio, so it's my job to keep an eye on what's happening in the world, but also just since I was a kid, being a news, politics, especially debate season, just nerd, loving this stuff, I didn't watch 1 minute of that big town hall that CNN did last year, and that would have been unheard of for me, even like as a 20-year-old who was working on a alternative rock station who didn't do news at all. I still loved that, you know, everything tied to a presidential election, but I think a lot of people are just over it. They're just, you know, it's just overkill right now, especially when it seems like all the Democrats on that stage, it may be a slightly different message, but it all seems to be just this same very extreme left position that they're all taking. Are they pushing people away, or are there going to be more people than ever watching?
Well, the Democrats' biggest problem is they all operate in an echo chamber, and they all think that the rest of the country thinks and dreams like they do. They don't understand that people aren't thinking like they do. You know, I think one of the big things that's going to be interesting during this debate is completely lost my thought. Go ahead.
Well, no, you know what I will say? Yeah. It's almost like watching preseason football. A lot of people, you know, I know I've seen on Facebook since football started up, they're diehard. Oh yeah, I got my fantasy team, everything, and I will tell you that I didn't miss a minute. Matter of fact, we had watch parties when Hillary and Donald Trump were going after it, and because that's the playoffs right there.
Right.
You know, that's not the Super Bowl yet, but it's the playoffs. So it doesn't really interest me, other than seeing what kind. It almost seems like, ooh, where can we catch them? You know, did they, you know, have a gaffe that was so bad?
Oh yeah, the gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew what my thought was going to be. Exactly. I think one of the things they're going to focus on big time tonight, as you know, the House voted on to impeach the president, not impeach the president. They're all over the map on that. They're not on the same page. And unfortunately, they're going to do the Republicans and Trump a big favor, because they're going to be focusing on impeaching and getting the president when we've had the Mueller report that kind of exonerated the president. A poll came out last week from Monmouth, whatever it is, USA Today, that said 59% of Americans do not want the president impeached. And you're going to see them going full bore tonight on that on national TV, and they're just burying themselves.
Everybody's waiting for Joe Biden to fall off the cliff. Ever since polls started coming out in this presidential election, Joe Biden has been the clear front runner. Everybody keeps saying his gaffes, his age, the creepiness, the attacks from the other candidates is going to catch up with him.
The dirty little secret is the reason that Joe Biden has the lead that he has, because he has 80-90% of the black vote. If the black vote ever leads him and goes to any of these other candidates, then you will see Biden.
Do they have
like
that because of Barack Obama?
Because of his attachment to Barack Obama. Yeah. And I really do feel that they believe that he is the best one to take on Donald Trump. They're both old white men, and Joe Biden has a tendency to be a fighter and a go-getter, blue-collar type of guy, and I think that's why they're pinning their...
So if he doesn't have a strong performance in tonight's debate, and there's, you know, every time one of these is over, there's the big star of the show. Elizabeth Warren here recently. Let's say that happens tonight. Joe doesn't, you know, he's not going to do anything just absolutely ridiculous, but he just has what is considered a average to maybe slightly below average performance tonight. Yeah. Does it hurt his numbers, or does he continue to lead?
No, it'll hurt his numbers. I mean, if he has a bad performance, he'll lose a few percentage points to Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. But as I said, the thing that is propping him up is the black vote. And if he ever says anything that disgruntles that segment of the Democrat electorate, he's toast. That's what's keeping him aloft.
How much are you going to miss Marianne Williamson?
How much will you miss her, love?
You know what? Why don't we ask the audience to send in a dollar for her? Everyone here, and we'll get her on the next.
I think we tried that once.
We'll get her on the next two or three debates if we do that with this audience.
But want to get your thoughts real quick on Governor Parson. He made it official finally this week. No surprise, but he made it official. He is running for election. Can't call it really re-election because he wasn't elected to the office of governor. So he is going to be running for governor in 2020. Nicole Galloway, the state auditor, is most likely going to be his Democratic opponent. Now that he is announced, how do you see this race for the governor's mansion in Missouri shaping up?
Well, I think Governor Parson's in a very strong position. He's got a lot of his priorities passed. He has the Republican factions have united behind him. You know, you saw a lot of disgruntledness with Greitens and all of that. And I think it ultimately comes down to, can Nicole Galloway run as a Claire McCaskill, middle of the road, I'm a moderate type of fixture? If she runs like the National Democrat presidential candidates, as far to the left, and want to give college educations to illegals and health care to illegals, she's toast. So she's going to have to run a middle of the road, be another Claire McCaskill. And I don't know if she has the ability to pull that off.
You're listening to The Dave Glover Show. Columbo filling in today on 97.1 FM Talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.